Welcome to Jim's BBQ. Can I take your order?
Man, my hands still smell like seafood.
Talking Thrones?
Talking Thrones? Whoa, man, that would be awesome.
Just a couple of chairs talking?
I was thinking like a couple of toilets talking.
You know, the guy's got the mannequin in the air, they're ripping the pants off.
And it wasn't circumcised. And I'm like, dude, I did not ask you once to talk about your previous history with dicks.
Between the seat bottom and the seat back, right? And it keeps doing it. I keep pulling it out, you know, pulling it out. You know what I'm saying? Ceramic or stone cocks.
Hello, welcome to Hello.
Can't even fucking do the intro.
That's because I've never done it.
Emma Dove.
It's funny though that you're trying, because Liz is like, you gotta be, because I asked if I could record out in the living room, and she's like, you can't be so loud though. I'm like, okay, because she's tired tonight. So go ahead and give it a shot, Jim.
Alright. Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of Jim's BBQ Podcast.
Jim, it's episode 73.
Oh, fine. Wait a minute. I'll get it right.
Right. What's funny about that is I even put like the episode number in the notes that I send to you.
Ready?
What are you doing?
Clear my throat so I sound good.
Well, you're going to have to do a lot more than that.
Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 73 of Jim's BBQ Podcast. I'm Jim.
I'm Mike.
I'm Dylan.
Hey, boys.
I wanted to go second.
Nice. So what's going on tonight, boys?
Do you want to do it again?
No.
You can go second.
No, it's good.
Because you always do the classic, and I'm Dylan.
Well, then you should have done Mike.
Nah. I like it when you do.
he's like, no. But I'm not stooping to your level.
I like it when you do it.
Nah, it's all good, man. We're here. We're recording. We're doing our thing. Let's just dump right into it.
I was gonna say when you do it, it's got like some spunky attitude.
It's got some spunk. And I'm here to
help. Who the hell was that?
It was Cortana.
Tell her to shut up.
Why is she talking? You can use your voice or the keyboard along the way,
and if you'd like me to stay quiet. Just select the sound. Stay quiet, bitch.
Yeah, I'd like to.
No!
Press
the Windows Control and Enter keys at the same time to enable narrator. Okay, enough intro. Let's dig in. Shut the fuck up.
What the fuck? Yeah, that's weird. Holy shit, she's still talking.
Is that right? Cortana, you're killing me, Smalls. Are we done?
That's why you should have an iMac.
Huh. I guess this is the new UI interface for Windows 10.
What the fuck?
Oh my god! What's going on, dude? Hold on. Just exit out of that.
I can't. It's the initial Windows setup. Let me get through this.
I guess we'll just wait for Cortana.
Just like we waited for Jim for.
You can get the Cortana app too.
No, I'm good.
Mission accomplished.
All right.
All right, you're connected. Now, we'll check for any updates.
Jesus.
Oh, what? God, there better not be any fucking updates.
Hang tight, we'll get them installed.
I've clicked on the sound icon. She won't go away. Wow, I've never...
I think we found the new co-host. It'll mess things up.
All right, well, let's go, and I guess she'll just interrupt when she needs something.
Cortana's like the worst host we've ever had.
She's the worst guest we've ever had.
She just won't go away. As we can. Promise. Whatever, Cortana, don't lie to us.
She sounds super hot, though. I bet you if Henry's listening right now, he's like, ooh, Cortana.
Still, yeah, there's an update in his pants.
Oh... Henry.
Done and done. You're up to date. Thank you. Your computer will
restart and keep updating. Thank you, Cortana.
we don't want your computer to restart.
Not mine. This is another one.
What?
You're working on, like, another computer, like, while you're doing the podcast?
So this is your fucking fault.
It is my fault, but I haven't updated a computer with the new UI interface with the new Windows 10.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They just left it in the other room.
Or is there, like, a mute button?
There was a sound button, icon button, but, like, when I clicked it to drop the volume down, it wouldn't do anything.
Oh, Jim.
I think
so. Yeah, welcome to episode 73 of the podcast.
Special guest star Cortana.
Yeah, you know, if you, Mike, where can you find a Cortana free link to our website?
Oh, if you go check us out at Facebook, facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
Yeah, and you can get Cortana free updates and pictures if you follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
You can also get the pictures of Cortana, and Henry will email to get them if you email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com. Or you can go straight to the website, www.jimsbbqpod.com, and get all the Cortana you want.
Cortana, if you really want to piss Jim off, go out to iTunes and rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast.
Well, Cortana is a she is a Microsoft property, but Master Chief, she's his AI, so she wouldn't do that.
Don't worry, she can get out to iTunes. She has capabilities.
Now, this computer is owned by your work or school, or if it's yours, we'll set it up accordingly.
God, I don't know what's worse, her, like, what was that thing, interrupting something?
What?
I don't know. There was a joke. It was to be like, it'd be like, what? It's like, knock, knock, who's there? Interrupting something. And it'd be like, interrupting. Hi, how are you?
I don't know that one. So.
I mean, I would imagine all of this is much to Jim's chagrin regardless.
Oh, my God. If it isn't, I don't know what is. But after all of that, all of the rude interruptions from Cortana, I imagine it's causing you to do the same thing that I'm doing, Dylan. So what in the world are you drinking right now?
Well, Mike, I just can't seem to... Blah, 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 blah. I can't seem to seep. Ew.
What?
I got tongue-tied.
You can't seem to seep?
Let's make that an Easter egg, and I'll take this from the top. Well, Mike, I can't seem to get you off my mind, and I'm having another one of the wonderful beers that you brought to me. I'm having the Kind from Three Heads.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, I like it. I thought the dub style was much better, to be honest with you.
I'll agree with you.
So, I think this is just like, it's fine. It's a fine IPA.
Oh. You know, speaking of like the beers that I brought to you when we were visiting you and the Dirty Jersey. I was going to ask, what did you think of that? What did you think of that old ale from Genesee?
Oh, it was fucking dynamite, dude. I'll say that again. Oh, it was fucking dynamite, dude. I loved it. I thought it was so fucking delicious. That's hands down one of the best beers I've had this year.
Yeah, that was my take on it. You know, the one unfortunate thing about it, even though it's barrel aged, they recommend you not to age it.
Well, I didn't age it. I drank it right away.
Oh, I know you did.
I only gave you one can
of it, and you like blew through like a lot of the stuff I gave you pretty fast.
Dylan blows a lot through a lot of things.
Oh,
I was. Yeah,
I know
was,
what you're saying
was,
there, Jim.
It was some Thanks, good huh? stuff.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. You never know, man. There's so much good beer coming out of this region right now, and you never know what I might share with you next time I see you.
I can always rely on you for it to be good.
I know how to treat you.
You guys are going to see me. It's going to be like fucking Christmas.
Oh, it's going to be so wonderful.
My God. That's going to be sweet. You know what's sad is a lot of that will just go right down into my basement.
Well, the good thing is a lot of you know, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. So it's aging.
Yes. Yes. You could almost open up your own beer store. You got so much.
I know.
Well, Jim, what are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking some vanilla Coke.
Ah, classic.
Yeah.
I'll occasionally enjoy a nice vanilla Coke.
It's like the almost pretty much the only Coke product I like, so.
Huh.
Figure, you know, what the hey.
I enjoy cherry Coke.
Cherry Coke, if nothing else is available.
Yeah.
I used to love when vanilla Pepsi was out. I don't know why they quit making it, but whatever, fuck them.
Was that the one with the real sugar?
I don't think it was real sugar. I just... Oh, I've had, like, real sugar Pepsi, but I don't know if there's real sugar vanilla Pepsi, but...
Oh, no, there was.
Oh, I probably had it and maybe didn't know, but I'm a Pepsi fan. I'm not a Coke drinker.
I got into a discussion, speaking of Coke, recently at lunch at work with somebody about... Dylan, you may not remember this, but Jim, do you remember... Like when they, when you would have like an upset stomach, that they would, you could take like a teaspoon of Coke syrup.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that.
And I don't think it existed like maybe when you were young, Dylan, but it was something that was like in every medicine cabinet in like every home in the U.S. It was crazy. It's like everybody always had that. Like it would just make you feel better.
I think that's because of the history of Coke.
What, the cocaine?
Yeah.
Oh, do you think that's what it was that made you feel better?
Oh, fucking cocaine makes anybody feel better, but I just think that I think it was passed down that way, like, because you think about it, nobody does it anymore. And I don't know who it was that used to do it to you, but it was mostly my grandmother be like, here, have a sip of Coke.
Now it seems more like ginger ale.
Yeah, like stuff that really might calm your stomach, like ginger ale or 7-Up.
Yeah, but, I mean, Coke, I think, like, back in the day, like, before, you know, everything was, or has become, like, high fructose corn syrup, you know, it probably did have some aspects of it that were, you know, maybe helped calm the stomach a little bit, like, if it was upset.
That's possible.
Just by virtue of what was in it, yeah. I mean, just by the ingredients alone.
Right.
Where now I don't think there's anything healthy in it.
Yeah, I think if I had a time machine, I'd go back and try Coke with cocaine in it.
That'd be kind of neat. Just for the fuck of it, you know? Why,
exactly.
Why the hell not?
Just go back and see what it was all about.
Yeah.
That's like, I don't know if you've ever seen Tombstone or not.
Oh, I fucking love that movie.
One of the best movies ever, but...
It's just so badass.
Val Kilmer is just so good in it. They all
Val Kilmer is unfucking believable in that movie. That's one of his best roles, hands down.
Yeah, exactly. Him and Johnny Ringo and...
Michael Biehn?
Yep, and the guy that played Wild Bill Brosus. I can't remember his name either.
Who, Charlton Heston?
Hold on. Was that him?
You, Wild Bill? Curly Bill?
Curly Bill, that was it.
Oh, that was Powers Booth.
Yeah. Dude, that just... Kurt Russell, Bill Paxton, Sam... Dude, the movie is just fucking great,
Oh, and your girl's in it.
Yeah, Dana Delaney. She can do whatever she wants. What was her name? Maddie... The girl that played Maddie. Anyway, Maddie Herb, she was drinking the elixir. I can't remember what it was, but it was like opium or something like that.
Oh, you mean Kurt Russell's wife?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was an opium addict.
Yeah, but they would just sell that shit then for like people that were sick or, you got a headache? Here's a bottle of opium.
Oh, yeah. Opium was considered like an elixir, like a... Kind of like a, like an, is it like an all, like a heal all kind of thing?
I guess, I don't know, but.
It doesn't really work.
No. Yeah, Jason Priestley was in that.
Oh, there's like a million people in that movie.
Yeah, but the movie's so good. I still watch it like regularly.
Oh, like there's so many great lines in it too.
Yeah, definitely. Come on, Dylan, what's the line?
I'm your Huckleberry.
There you go.
Well, there's so many other good ones, too, where it's just like, he's drunk. He's like, I have two guns, one for each of you.
Yeah, most of them are not Kurt Russell, Val Kilmer's lines, too.
Yeah, I always loved when they're like, what's he doing? He's like, he's down by the creek.
Walking on water.
Oh, he's so good in that movie.
Dude, I think my favorite line in there, though, is when he says, when they're talking, and he was, like, deputizing the rest of them or whatever, and he, like, kind of skirts it or, like, tugs on his jacket or whatever, and he's like, my hypocrisy only goes so far.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, no, we'll give you a fucking badge.
Yeah, I also love when he's like, what does he say, like, you're Daisy if you don't.
Daisy if you do.
Daisy if you do.
Yeah. Oh, such a good movie, though.
Man. I was actually thinking of getting a tattoo of a revolver with a daisy wrapped around like the barrel of it, and then have the in quotes some daisy if you do.
That'd be sweet.
Yeah, I think it'd be pretty sweet.
It's pretty badass.
That'd be Dylan's band, Guns and Daisies.
Ooh. Guns and Daisies.
Yeah, isn't the guy that played Curly Burrell, isn't he as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. or something?
Curly Bill? Powers Booth? I thought he just passed away.
I could have sworn he was an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
He died in May.
Yeah, dude was so talented, though, man.
Good voice, too. You know who he was the voice of, Jim?
Curly Robrosis?
Well, yeah, but do you know who he was the voice of?
Bugs Bunny.
Gorilla Grodd on Justice League.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Who doesn't like themselves some of the old Justice League when it was good?
Well, it's not really old, but that was a great show. But we've
discussed Oh, you're talking about the new Justice League?
Yeah, like with...
I'll tell you what, dude. I don't understand why they changed the format. And then after I got used to the new format where it was like, you know, the space station and all that, where it was like a lot more people rotating in and out. And then they canceled it. There was nothing wrong with that show at all. The first
one I don't think they canceled it. I think they just ended it.
Or no, wait, they were on Cartoon Network, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was Justice League where it was just like the seven of them, and then there was Justice League Unlimited where it was like all the superheroes.
Right, but Justice League, that something happened with Cartoon Network.
I don't know. I just remember they started tying in like Batman Beyond and.
Yeah, but I think that Cartoon Network had something going on with Disney or something, and that's when Disney got Marvel, or there's something happened. I remember.
But it had nothing to do with Marvel.
No, but they had a contract with Disney or something, and when Disney ended up owning Marvel.
I don't know. All I know is that they like Cartoon Network still does all the DC stuff. So.
Yeah, I need to know why. I'm gonna look it up. It's gonna bug me.
So, I came across an interesting article today.
Hey, Dylan.
Yes.
You know, I was gonna mention I'm drinking something tonight too.
Oh fuck! We've been going so long, I forgot that you didn't even do your beer yet.
And you know, I was saying.
I thought you did do your beer.
No, I never
did. No, you didn't.
I was just going to tell you that, you know, like I was extolling the virtues of the local beers and some great local beers from here that, you know, I kind of wish I would have had these prior to the trip down to Jersey. So I would have brought you one of these. It's from Genesee Brewhouse, their coffee stout. It's freaking delicious. I might have to save one for you, for like the next time I see you, because it's unbelievable. It's really fucking good. Yeah, very very coffee forward, but man, it's a great tasting beer.
I do like me a coffee stout.
Yeah. So maybe I'll keep you in mind and hang on to one of these for you.
It would be appreciated.
But what were you going to get into?
Well, at work today, one of my coworkers sent me this article because we both thought it was pretty funny on the Washington Post. And I'm just going to read the headline to you guys before I go into a little further detail, but strangers caught in a sex act on Delta flight could face felony charges. Now, I gotta ask, would you guys ever in a million years consider engaging in a sexual act on a fucking plane?
Before I answer that question, do you ever envision us ever flying somewhere together?
Oh.
I mean, we have flown to locations together, not on the same plane, but like within the same time frame. Also, no.
Well, you're presuming that Jim hasn't already performed a sex act on a plane.
True.
This is true.
I don't think we've had that question on this podcast as of yet.
Well, would you rather?
Well, for what it's worth, the woman was a bit older than the man, so it very well could have been Jim.
Could have been.
You know, I haven't considered it, but like, you know, like
because you're not a crazy person.
Well, let's examine this stuff though. Like, there, you know, like I haven't read the article yet because I kind of wanted to leave it.
I'm gonna read it to you because it's pretty short.
Right. Well, I wanted to leave it for the podcast. I didn't want to read it ahead of time. But as far as, like, if it was, like, in the bathroom on a plane, there's no way that I would fit with somebody else in a bathroom.
Those airplane bathrooms are really fucking small.
Right. And, you know, that was one thought. The other thing is like, I remember years ago, I flew to, and this kind of goes in line with you flying with Jim somewhere. I flew to LA for like a Kevin Smith hockey weekend thing, and I ended up on the same flight as like one other person that connected in Philly, and we ended up on the same flight from Philly to LA, and our buddy Ming Chen, who was on our last episode, goes, "Oh, you guys can sit together and give each other handies on the way out to LA." Like, under the blanket. So, you know.
So we did.
Well, no, we didn't. But, you know, I think that might be something that probably a lot more people than what you could imagine it maybe have done, you know.
Well, I can...
Rather than the bathroom thing.
Well, I can elaborate on what happened here.
Okay, well, I mean, that was just some thoughts as you were getting into it. I wanted to kind of, you know, say, hey, you never know, like, who has maybe done stuff like that. So, like, you presumed that none of us had done anything like that. I haven't, but you presumed it. And I was like, well, there's a lot more than just, you know, sex in the bathroom.
Well, I have not also done this because I have at least half a brain.
All right. And you, yeah.
But this is what happened. Two strangers were caught engaged in a sexual act on a Delta Airlines flight from Los Angeles to Detroit Sunday night. The 48-year-old woman and the 28-year-old man, who have not been publicly named, reportedly had not met before the flight, during which the woman allegedly performed oral sex on the man while they were both in their seats. The man was flying to Detroit to catch a connecting flight to Miami, while the woman was going to catch a connecting flight to Nashville. The act within itself is very inappropriate in a public space, a passenger on the flight said. There are children, there are families, there are seniors. These things should be respected. Wow. She said to her local church group. No, that wasn't in the article. FBI officials said that the incident is still being investigated and that the man and woman could be charged with a misdemeanor or felony. Both were issued citations. FBI officials said that the man and woman could be charged as early as Tuesday. Well, it's Wednesday, and I don't know if this has happened yet. A Delta spokesman declined a request for comment by the Washington Post. So they didn't even like give, they weren't even kind enough to go into the bathroom. They were just like, nah, this is gonna happen here.
Yeah, that was oral sex. It wasn't...
Which to me, really begs the most important question.
Did she swallow?
I don't think it started in that. And...
No, the most important question here is, were they in the two-seater row or the three-seater row?
And was there anybody else in that other seat if there was?
Exactly. Can you imagine just being on a plane and it just being like, just two people, they're just like, hey, hey, and it just leads to this?
Yeah, I don't, that's
crazy.
It's just really odd to me that it would just be like, yep, I'm getting a blowjob right now on this plane in front of everyone else. Also, at what juncture in the flight did that happen? Because if it was early on in the flight, that would have to turn into like a really awkward flight for the rest of the way. Excuse me.
All right. Okay, so I was kind of curious, so I Googled Delta Airlines and went to the like news portion of Google, and the first sentence in the article says, whatever happens in the air stays in the air. That's the likely outcome of an airplane sex case unfolding in Detroit, where the FBI ticketed a man and a woman over the weekend after they were caught in a sex act while in their seats aboard a Delta flight.
Outcome.
Yeah. They're not expected to be criminally charged for their behavior, but rather will only have to pay fines of up to $800 apiece, maybe more. So that sounds like it's going to be it. Is it just going to... It was a really expensive blowjob for each, and that's it.
I mean, you gotta ask yourself, though, like... Is it really worth it? Like, can't you just wait until you're on the ground?
Well, they wouldn't have been. They were going to different locations.
Yeah, but what if they had, like, an hour layover?
They could have missed their connecting flights. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I do.
Well, there would have been a connecting flight, all right.
Oh, I know what you're saying there.
He was going to land his plane.
You know, rev the engine, so to speak.
Lift her flaps.
Put down his landing gear.
Waka waka.
He'd be landing his gear, you know what I'm saying?
Nice. All right, so I have an answer.
What's your, okay.
I guess supposedly with the Justice League Unlimited was supposed to end at the end of season 2 with the...
We're back to fucking Justice League.
Season finale of Epilogue. But, and I guess they had plans to bring the entire DC universe to Cartoon Network. And it all fell apart. But which, like you said, Dylan, Cartoon Network has all the DC stuff now. So I don't understand what... I don't know. Doesn't make sense.
Well, see, like when Chip said, I have an answer, I really figured it was going to be something to the effect that he had an answer regarding the allegations of him having sex on a plane.
Oh, snakes on a plane.
Oh.
A trouser snake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trouser snakes.
So, it's an interesting case. I mean, that doesn't sound like it's really going to have too much... you know, criminal consequence to those people is kind of interesting.
Well, I think the criminality aspect of it's kind of dumb, but like on the other hand, it's just like, why? Like, just I don't know. Just think about what you're doing.
I think they were.
I guess, how does that happen? Like, I mean, they didn't know each other. How long into that flight are they suddenly like, hey,
I'm curious whether or not they were, like, they're frequent travelers and if they've kind of ran into each other before.
Did you just say travelers?
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking, you said travelers.
I was like, Daffy Duck joined us.
No, it's fucking Elmer Fudd.
Wow. Those are so mean.
You're the one sitting here going like, oh, the twavlers.
Mike Short's awesome.
Fiddlers. That's hilarious, Jim. Twabblers.
Twabblers.
like maybe they knew each other, like.
Yeah, like, well, I mean, there's lots of questions that need to be answered.
The most rational explanation I could have for these two twabblers and how they met was they met at, like, the bar beforehand.
No, I'm going further than that. Like, they've...
You think they just saw each other on the plane?
No. What I'm saying is that they're frequent twabblers, and, they've traveled before, and they've kind of gotten to know each other, and one lives in Philly, and one lives in, I don't know, wherever they said the other one was going, Nashville or North Carolina.
One of them was going to Miami, the other was going to Nashville.
Yeah, so.
Twabblers.
Twabblers.
You think they like Twizzlers?
They probably do travel and eat Twizzlers.
Does Jim pronounce that Twizzlers?
Twiddlers.
Trizzlers? Twizzlers. Well, that's that story.
Yeah. So, I mean. My story may not yield as much.
The moral of the story is don't try to engage in oral sex on a plane.
Right.
Because it's dumb.
Well, yeah. So I had something that occurred this evening that I thought was kind of it was kind of just funny. I went to. Wholesale club, BJ's Wholesale Club.
Speaking of.
Yeah. It's funny. What a great segue. Just to pick up some paper products, if you will. If you will.
TP?
One of the products happened to be toilet paper, Jim. And so I go down the aisle and I grabbed some paper towel as well, and I encounter this woman in, like, a wheelchair, or not like a wheelchair, like one of those motorized cart type deals, and she's shopping, and she's, you know, trying to make her decision of what she wants, and she's right in front of the toilet paper that I want to pick out, and they had so many facings of it that I reached past her, grabbed a big, huge, you know, the big, huge container of 50 rolls of toilet paper or whatever the hell it was. And I go and I put it in my cart. And as I'm turning around, she goes, "Ah, great choice."
What?
For your toilet paper?
Yes.
What was the brand?
What's that?
What was the brand?
It was just Scott toilet paper.
Scott toilet paper?
Yeah. It's
just like, great choice.
Well, I look and I realize she has the same brand in her cart.
Okay.
And I just kind of turn back at her and I laugh and I go, "Well, you know, everybody needs to use it."
That's such a mic.
And she goes, "Yes, we do." And she just starts laughing.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah, kind of funny. It's like one of those things where, like, you know, like there's so much horrible stuff going on in this world, and you're just walking through the store, you're just buying toilet paper, and you have just like this little interaction with this woman, you know, that just puts a smile on your face while you're walking through the store because it's just kind of funny and amusing, you know. It was funny. Like I had the exact opposite interaction at the next place I stopped at on my way home. But I didn't really have a direct interaction, but I saw somebody that it was like, wow, you can go from like such a positive person who, you know, just like has an interaction with you over toilet paper and it gives you a good laugh. And then you have like a person that like just, oh my God, like you wonder what's wrong in their life that they act this way.
He went to his brother's house.
No. I went to Target and just to pick up some laundry soap. And I'm walking out, I'm leaving, and this guy all of a sudden, like, he's walking out there with his three kids. I felt bad for him initially because he's got, like, he's on crutches and he's got a big old cast on his foot and everything. And I'm like, oh, poor guy, man. And he's dealing with three kids and everything. And then all of a sudden, like, I can't hear the whole conversation, but all of a sudden he raises his voice and just screams at one of the kids. He goes, well, that kind of attitude, you're not getting a damn thing tonight.
Hmm.
And I was just like, and the kid was maybe like five. I'm like, Jesus, dude.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's like, it's like, man, stop screaming out in front of everybody and yelling at your kids like that. No matter what they did, there's no reason to yell at them like that, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
It's ridiculous. So, it was kind of like the tale of two, like, you know, kitties? People. Like, yeah, you get
tale
like
of two
one,
kitties.
Yeah. Like, one really, like, positive person that, you know, puts a smile on your face, and then you see this other person that's just, wow, you just wonder what the hell's wrong with their life that they're screaming at kids that way.
How funny would that have been if you would have walked over to them and been like, you know, I really need to know, why are you such an asshole? And they're like, well, sir, I was just listening to this fucking shitty-ass podcast, and if you ever listen to Jim's Barbecue Podcast, you'd be in a shitty mood, too.
It's funny you say that, sir. I end up having to listen to it every week, and I can't disagree with you.
Funny that opinion, though. That's good time.
See, now if you guys, if none of us knew each other, and what if Mike walked over there and was just like, sir, I don't appreciate you yelling at your child, and it was Jim, and he'd be like, you don't understand what my son Dylan is like.
Oh.
Hmm.
He's a menace.
A menace to society?
Yeah.
Yes. Or a menace to sobriety?
I guess he's Dylan being a menace.
Dylan the menace? Dylan the terror?
Yeah. But, yeah, just a little slice of life, you know? Just something that occurred on the way home. I really got a kick out of the woman at the BJ's store, though. That she was funny. I mean, literally, it was like a two-second interaction with her, but it was such a bright, fun, you know, interaction with her.
Yeah, it was funny.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of a slice of life, do you guys want to know what the perfect Halloween costume for every state is? I'm not suggesting that we find out what the perfect Halloween costume is for every single state, but seeing as how yesterday was Halloween, and by the time you listen to this, it'll have been like probably like what, a week or so since Halloween, I figured maybe we would find out what...
Well, knowing how Jim puts the episodes out, it'll be about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, okay. Right? Well, I figured I would run by you guys what the perfect Halloween costume is for your state.
Oh, my state of what?
New York.
Oh, okay. So what's the perfect Halloween costume for the state of New York?
So I've actually got a bunch of articles here from Thrillist.com. I thought some of these might be kind of interesting to run by you guys. But anyway, we'll do the Halloween one. So for New York State, not New York City, it's a Disney princess.
I figured they were going to say something like a snowsuit because it's already fucking cold up here.
It's getting cold down here, too. So it is a Disney princess.
Huh. Interesting.
New Jersey is a mobster.
So, that kind of makes sense, right? But
yeah, like, it makes sense.
The Disney princess, I'm wondering if it's like, are there like more females? Like, although that's kind of sexist, isn't it? But
I don't know. But here's the description. Have you ever seen a full-grown adult rocking an elaborate Disney princess outfit and thought, geez, how could they possibly have the overinflated ego and awkwardly grandiose sense of self-worth needed to wear that in public? Have they no shame? Welcome to New York. That's like the complete opposite of how I would describe Mike's New York.
Yeah, no shit.
It's funny, though. A friend of mine, I saw a picture of her from the weekend. She dressed up as Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, nice. Interesting.
So that's a Disney princess, ain't it?
And Belle is the hottest of the princesses, too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Here is the...
Are we going to now rate the hotness of the Disney princesses?
I'd prefer if we didn't.
Because that's kind of creepy, right?
Yes.
don't know. I mean, Ariel, I think.
Likes it to interspecies erotica, apparently. Mike, awesome. She's also 16.
Oh, that's true.
So you might want to roll your statement back.
And she's animated.
Well, yes. She's got gadgets and gizmos aplenty.
She does.
Can we stop this?
And
now?
Who's its and what's its galore?
Are we done?
You want thingamabobs?
She's no.
Why are you being so angry, Dylan? I think Dylan had the hots for Ariel, dude.
I'm not being angry. It's fucking weird.
Oh.
Interesting.
I don't know.
Fuckers. Anyway.
So,
I gotta find out Ohio's.
Well, what Disney princess did you dress up as when you were a child, Dylan?
I didn't. Oh, hey, Jim. Yours is Napoleon Dynamite.
Oh, gosh.
Description is great, too. It says, they say Ohio is always lagging a few years behind most trends. Yeah, true.
Okay, well, he's close enough to Pennsylvania, so what's Pennsylvania?
Sidney Crosby.
Miley Cyrus.
Really?
What?
Since one half of the state considers themselves to be bougie city folk and the other half country-ass bumpkins, split the difference, just like Miley did.
Huh.
Interesting. What's Florida?
Florida is...
You're gonna say it's an orange.
They got a picture of fucking Harley Quinn in here. Yoda. Wrinkly, retired, and swampy, Yoda is the lovable Florida grandparent, always willing to dole out some sage advice. Wow. And will even show up as a ghost when they die to keep telling you you're wrong and that things were way different and better back in the day.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Hmm. Very.
Very interesting. Just out of curiosity, I'm going to just go off the wall state. Hawaii.
Oh, I just saw it. It's SpongeBob.
You know what I was going to guess for that one?
Like a tiki or a pineapple?
No, I was going to say Moana.
I think that's too recent.
It's racist.
How is that racist?
I'm kidding.
How about Alaska?
Alaska is...
Sarah Palin.
Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Ah, okay. See, and you said Moana is too recent. Game of Thrones is pretty recent, isn't it?
All right,
It's been on since like 2010.
Where's Anna and Elsa? They got to be somewhere.
Anna and Elsa?
Oh, the Frozen girls.
Yeah.
They're not on here.
Not on that list anywhere, huh?
I don't see them.
Mm.
That is definitely interesting.
Let's see if there's any wrestlers on here.
Kevin Owens?
Kevin Durant? Is he a wrestler?
Hey, he's a basketball player.
Kentucky is unemployed Rick Pitino.
Hmm.
Unemployed Rick Pitino. That's
very
weird.
Very specific.
I don't get that.
Yeah.
I don't know. No wrestlers on here. Interesting.
Wrestling isn't really something you could dress up as, though. I mean, unless you're doing Hulk Hogan, or I'm trying to think who else. Maybe Undertaker.
Yeah, Undertaker, Rey Mysterio.
Mm-mm. Who's going to walk
Macho
around
Man.
Without a shirt on? Yeah, Macho Man, it could be done.
John Cena would be.
Mick Foley could work.
Yeah, Mick Foley, Cena, you could dress up as.
I could probably do Kevin Owens.
Ric Flair.
I could just go into my closet and dress up as Kevin Owens.
Too tall.
That's what I've always been told, Jim.
Who's not say Dylan?
I almost said Dylan.
He's just so used to ragging on me.
That's what I've been told my entire life, Jim.
That's why you're the Wookiee.
Other wrestlers. Roddy Piper would be a good one. I'm trying to think of ones that had, like, Ric Flair would be an obvious one.
Yeah, I said Flair.
Oh, you did? The Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, the Ultimate Warrior would be great.
I think he'd be a little tough.
No, he's got like
the fringes, the face paint.
Yeah.
But these guys didn't wear clothes, most of them.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to kind of adapt it a little bit. I mean, it depends on if you're going, you know, like outside in like, you know, Rochester, New York, when it was 40 degrees yesterday, or are you going like to like, if you're an adult and you're dressing up as that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you have to do the trench coat or whatever.
Who was the Undertaker's brother? Kane.
Kane. That'd be a
X-Pac.
Good one. Oh yeah, yeah, that'd be a
Road
good
Dog.
One. You just gonna name all of D-Generation X?
No, I'm trying to think of anybody else in there. Maybe Shawn Michaels.
Ooh, you know what you do? That I was just thinking. You'd go Shawn Michaels, mm-hmm. but you like if like a boyfriend or girlfriend or a husband and wife, you do Shawn Michaels with Scary Sherry.
Mm.
That would be like a good like two for like couple costume.
Or what about John Cena and Bella's? Or Nikki Bella?
I don't think it works as well. I mean, I don't think as many people know them, you know, together. Just because, I mean, they're not really together in the story.
Yeah, but they got that TV show. That's why I must mention it.
Yeah, but
it's not even really his. He's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Who's Cena?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think quite a few of those would work. I was going to say, that's something I noticed. Last week I worked at like a Halloween charity thing at a beer bar that you've been to, Dylan, Tap and Mallet.
Mm-hmm.
For some friends.
What?
Jim's fucking ripping ass again.
Whatever.
Oh, boy.
That was so funny, the one episode, and he's just like, why is it always me?
It was always me. Bastards.
But I noticed quite a few people that, like, they'll arrive, like, together, like, in a group, and they've themed their costumes together. Like, there was a whole group that was, like, Alice in Wonderland group. Like, there was one that was, like, the Mad Hatter. There was another one that was the cat, the Cheshire Cat, and mm-hmm. then there was another one that was Brer Rabbit, and then there was like the whole Fruit of the Loom group.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, there was quite a few like that I saw that, like, and then I saw like friends do that together where like they theme their costumes, you know, like under like one like thing. So like you could have like a whole group of people that dress as like D-Generation X.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
if we did D-Generation X, who would be who?
Well, I think Dylan would have to be X-Pac.
X-Pac? Yeah.
And, or maybe he could be China.
Remember those
shirts? Well, we were thinking, actually at,
I probably
at work, we were thinking of, doing Bob's Burgers.
That'd be a cool one.
I was going to obviously go as Bob.
I could see that. Did you get dressed up for Halloween this year, Dylan?
I did.
What did you dress up as?
A Sith Lord.
Nice. Ah.
Yeah, it was pretty straightforward. It was just like a long leather cloak and a shirt and some joggers.
Hmm.
I thought it came out pretty good, though.
What was pretty cool was there was a guy at that charity thing I worked at who was dressed up as Darth Vader.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, he had the full-on, the cape, the bodysuit, the huge-ass helmet. And then he took the helmet off, and his head was all done up with, like, the scars and everything.
Hmm.
Like he even did like the interior makeup too.
Interesting.
I don't know. I just found like some pictures, and you're supposedly tagged in it by Adrian S.
Yeah. I'm in the background.
I can't see you in any of these pictures, but I guess you're here somewhere.
I'm in the background of one of those pictures. Never you mind.
Let's see if I can find you.
Well, we never finished our DX discussion.
Oh, there you are. There you are. I see you. I didn't get to this one.
Yeah, yeah. Her and her husband, did that. They basically.
Oh yeah, there's the picture of the guy in the Vader. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought he did a nice job with it. And then there was there's a guy going around with him as a stormtrooper.
Very cool.
Yeah. What were you saying? We never finished, Jim?
No, we didn't finish our DX discussion.
Oh, I think I got the forehead to go as Triple H.
I was gonna say I think you'd be Triple H.
I think you probably I don't know, Shawn Michaels.
Either him or Road Dogg, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Should do the NWO.
Oh.
Well,
I don't know if you. Oh, go ahead. Sorry, Dylan.
Oh no, go on, because you have more to say. I was gonna say I have another list here, but.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't we? I mean, we're kind of stalling on that, I think.
Well, if that's the best Halloween costume, how about the best band from every state?
Oh, okay.
And this is definitely, is obviously, we all care about music and stuff, so.
We should do quite a few of these then.
I think we might have to go through each one, so. But we'll do our states first.
I think we should do states we've all been to.
We could do that.
Or we could just
some of us have been to.
No, not like collectively or like that we all had to be there, which would probably cover most of the 50 states, so.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's start with our states first. Well, with New Jersey, I think that this one goes kind of without saying.
Bon Jovi?
No.
Billy Joel?
No. What? Get the fuck out of here.
He's from Long Island, dude.
Oh, that's right. That's New York. Oh, Bruce Springsteen.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. One that I would not expect from New York.
Nirvana.
No, dude, that's not New York at all.
No. Oh.
The Pixies?
Nope, not New York.
David Bowie.
No, he's English. I don't think you guys are going to guess it.
Aerosmith.
Nope.
Because technically they started in New York, even though they say they're from Boston. The Goo Goo Dolls?
Nope.
Pearl Jam?
Nope. Let's just name all of the Seattle bands.
No, the New York, not
Live?
Washington.
Nope.
No, they're from Pennsylvania.
Like you said, name all the bands. So, give us five to choose from.
Five? What?
Dude, you're not gonna get it.
Well, who is it?
It's the band Television.
Hmm. Oh God, really?
Yeah.
Mike seems pretty disgusted with that.
Which I think is really interesting. I mean, I love Television personally. Great band, in my opinion. But not the band that I would have expected them to pick for New York. That's really interesting. Considering that they lead in with Public Enemy, Blondie, Velvet Underground, Ramones, New York Dolls, Sonic Youth, the Wu-Tang Clan, La Tigre, Beastie Boys, Shangri-La's, Strokes, Yeah, and Billy Joel.
I was going to say, I mean, we mentioned Billy Joel previously. I would think he would rate higher.
Yeah. All right. Jim, you definitely. Oh, no, you're sorry. I went too far. I went to Pennsylvania.
Go ahead. Do both of them.
All right. Pennsylvania, you definitely know this band.
The Clarks?
No.
Donnie Iris?
Nope.
Jeff Jimerson?
Live?
Nope. 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 I'll give you a hint. They are the house band for a late night show.
Oh,
The Roots?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Interesting. Is this like some sort of hipster list?
Well, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
All right, Ohio.
That dude, the guitar player.
Pantera.
Nope.
No. No, the dude from the Eagles. What the fuck's his
Don
name?
Henley?
No, the other guy.
George Harrison?
No. Beatles. Is it the guy from the Eagles that's from Ohio? He used to be on the Drew Carey show all the time. I can't think of his name. Is it actually a guy name?
No, it's a group.
Oh, fuck. Why are you having me chase this then?
The Eagle. No. I'm just going to tell you. It's the Isley Brothers.
Oh, the Isley Brothers. Okay. There you go. That's a good one.
All right. So now we're going to start from the top.
We're going to do only states we've been to, or
any
states?
No, I was just trying to be funny.
No, we'll just go.
How about Vermont? Or
you can just throw out names, and I'll just read them off.
Vermont. I'm going to guess fish.
It's not fish.
Oh. Is it Grace Potter and the Nocturnals?
No, but it says a more conventional choice would be Grace Potter and the Nocturnals.
Is fish on that list?
Fish is mentioned, but...
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
It's
God, I don't...
Lamb's Bread, a reggae pop band formed by the two surviving members of Detroit's proto-punk band, Def. If you don't know anything about that band, you should watch the documentary, A Band Called Def. You want to throw out another state?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts?
No.
It's one that's been mentioned before.
Aerosmith?
By you guys. Aerosmith is on there.
Boston?
No, but they're also in there. It's one that Jim actually said already.
Nirvana.
No, in the same ballpark, though.
Live.
No.
Pearl Jam.
No. Begins with the same letter, though.
The Pixies.
The Pixies.
Papa Roach.
Pixies earlier, not Jim.
Yeah, that was my...
All right. Anyone else? Another one?
Was that your last resort, Jim?
What, live? You broke up, what?
Yeah, go, I said, was that your last resort?
For what?
You said Papa Roach.
Oh, yeah, when he said P.
go Maryland.
Maryland, we're staying in the M's?
Yeah. Well, just because I'm just working my way down south.
Working my way downtown. Da, 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 da. All right, I don't think this is...
I don't know any bands from Maryland. So
I don't think... I don't. It's Beach House.
What the fuck, I don't know.
It's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin?
Oh.
According
Steven,
to... Again,
Stephen Avery and the Rapists.
No, it's a very awesome band, though.
The Rembrandts?
No.
The Replacements?
No, that's Minnesota.
The Cars?
No.
The Carpenters?
No.
The Band?
I'm going to tell you, it's Garbage.
Oh, Garbage.
Nice.
Okay.
I love Garbage, man. They're awesome.
How about Illinois?
It just says Brad Silzer.
Oh. The Smashing Pumpkins?
Hang on, I'm scrolling up. It was just saving face. No, it's not the Smashing Pumpkins, although they are mentioned.
Is Buddy Guy on the list?
Buddy Guy is not on the list.
He should be. He should be the list.
It's definitely a band you guys know. Like 70s.
Parliament Funkadelic?
No, but kind of in that vein. I thought that was Mike going, oh.
Jim.
Excuse me.
Mike?
Who are you, Jim?
Sorry.
I don't know. Who is it?
It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Ooh. Oh, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Fire.
How about, let's go down a little further. Let's go to Texas.
I just rolled in from Texas, babe. You guys definitely know this band. One of their members is incredibly popular right now.
ZZ Top?
No, it's a pop band.
Oh god, I don't know. A pop band.
One of the members is married to a very well-known rapper.
Is it Destiny's Child?
You are correct, sir.
Oh, geez.
Ding, 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 ding.
Georgia. Georgia. I just passed it. You guys, I think Jim would probably know them. I think. Rap group.
Georgia?
Yeah.
Q-Tip?
No.
Georgia rap group.
Florida Georgia Line?
Tribe Called Quest?
Nope.
Arrested Development?
Nope. It's a little more contemporary. And they were well known before their big hit.
Public Enemy?
No, that's New York. It's Outkast.
Bah! He's not a real rapper.
It's two rappers, dude. It's Big Boy and Andre.
Yeah.
They did a lot between 94 and 2003. All right, I want to know anything else before we move on to an incredible life hack?
To Florida.
Yeah. Oh, Florida?
You want to know Florida?
Yeah.
All right. We just lost him.
Tom Petty. Well, that's a good one to close out on. He's very talented.
I agree. So, all right. Well, this next one, I haven't actually read the article, but it definitely piqued my interest. Because it kind of reminds me of something that we talked about many podcasts ago when Mike talked about the hack in opening up pistachios.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, which I've talked to many people since.
So this is how to eat Pringles. Because apparently you've been eating Pringles wrong your entire life.
You eat them with duck lips.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you put them in your mouth and make duck lips.
All right, so...
Well, come on, we gave our answer. What's the real answer?
So, Kurt Simon, director of marketing for Pringles, and the man who originally showed this person, laid out the issue over the phone. He said, really, wrong is in the eye of the beholder. All right, okay. I just want to get to the meat of this. All right, it says, if you are wondering why one side of the seemingly innocuous chip is right side up and one is upside down, let me give you a quick history lesson. In the unflavored form, Pringles crisps are all the same, either made of potatoes or, in rare cases, corn. So hundreds of varieties of Pringles are only different because of the mix of flavor powder on them. From their inception about 10 years ago, only one side of the crisps even got seasoned in the first place, and now one side still gets more flavoring based on the manufacturing system. You could probably guess which side of the crisp that is. The side that is discernibly more flavored makes direct contact with your tongue, and you don't need a flavor scientist to tell you why that would matter. It simply packs a brighter, more vibrant punch of flavor this way. It's direct tongue to seasoning contact. It's what you want out of life. I'm sorry, but I don't see how that explained it. Did I skip over something important?
It only makes sense.
I don't get it.
Why would that mean that we're eating them wrong? It sounds like we'd be eating them right if you realize that the flavor seasoning is on the one side of the Pringle. You're probably putting that side of the Pringle on your tongue, correct?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's the the one side or the other side. Basically, it boils down to one side of the Pringle getting an extra bout of seasoning on the production line before they're canned. So I guess that's like the top part.
But if you think about it, the Pringle it's curved in or out depending on how you put it in your mouth. You'd put the side that's curved out onto your tongue. Because if you put the side that's curved in, your tongue's not going to get all of the seasoning that's on the other side that's curved the other way. You know what I'm saying?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah, so this seems like it's stating the obvious, even though it's trying to be like, oh, you people have always been eating them wrong. Doesn't really sound that way.
I think this is kind of, I don't know, this article was a bit of a letdown. It wasn't like the pistachio one, even though I already knew that.
You should screen articles a little better, Dylan.
Yeah, I think so. Mike, you can take that one out if you...
No, it's that interesting, kind of, though. Yeah. Maybe people didn't realize that Pringles were seasoned on the one side. I don't know.
I always wondered that. Now I know.
But even when you make the duck lips, you put the seasoned part on the outside, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you didn't, then it would look kind of weird. But
Well, that's all I got from my internet dive. So.
Okay. Well, did you want to do any Would You Rathers, or what do you want to do?
I would like to do Would You Rather.
Well, that's because he missed the last round.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. I'd never pod without you guys.
So is that what we're going to do?
Pod without me? Oh. You already did.
Wait a second. Wait a second here. I was part of another time when we potted without one third of Jim's BBQ podcast. So it's not like Dylan and I set a precedent.
I think you did.
No, we didn't. And you were involved in it. Case in point, when we added on.
But that was never included as a Jim Barbecue thing.
Au contraire, mon frère. It was included on the end of the episode when we reviewed Dark Lord 2017.
You're not helping me, Mike.
I know I'm not.
I'm kidding anyway. I completely would have expected take the opportunity.
We're just trying to give the fans what they want, which is a little bit of Ming.
Oh, I was going to say, God, because if it was gave them what they want, we wouldn't record anymore.
Oh, yeah, that's true. A little bit of Ming and a little bit of Paul Saunders, because you know that's what the fans really want.
A little less conversation, babe, a little more Ming Chan.
Ooh. Ming is just ridiculous, man. He was out in L.A. This past weekend.
I know. He's fucking crazy, dude.
He never stops. He's like a fucking Energizer Bunny.
I know. It's really quite nuts, like, how much he does.
Yeah. I just don't know how someone keeps up a schedule like that. It's crazy.
Yeah.
But why don't we get into some of those Would You Rathers?
He definitely rocks it, that's for sure, but...
Well, it's a good thing I got the book right here.
Well, if you didn't, then we would just go into the next segment.
That's true.
I got the website up with those if we want to do some of those.
Well, oh, yeah. I must ask you boys, would you rather?
Okay.
Would you rather, as a brazen, reckless teenager showing off on a class camping trip, drink a thimbleful of snake venom or eat the tail off of a dead scorpion?
Wait, say the first part again.
Would you rather drink a thimbleful of snake venom or eat the tail off a dead scorpion?
I would go with the dead scorpion.
Is it like poisonous venom?
I would wager yes.
Then I'd eat the tail.
What
would you rather do, Dylan?
Well, I'm reading the, there's a couple descriptions here. It says, you'll know you've been drinking the venom of a pit viper, cottonmouth, rattlesnake, copperhead, or coral snake should you react with immediate pain and burning in the mouth, swelling, nausea, and vomiting, dizziness, weakness, sweats, and chills, metallic or rubbery taste in the mouth, paralysis, cardiac arrest, or respiratory failure, drowsiness, blurred vision, slurred speech, salivation, and or seizures. If you were to eat the scorpion's tail, you'll know you've been eating it because you'll suddenly react with muscle spasms, excessive salivation, fever, blurred vision, slurred speech, wheezing, and seizures. The good news is that you're a teenager. Children under 1 year of age almost always die. Children under 5 often die. Therefore, you tend to survive with proper medical treatment. Regardless, there's just got to be some better way of showing off. So I'm going to go with the scorpion because I don't think I will die if that happens. And that's my rationale.
Okay.
Notice how he kept that information to himself until we chose. He's going to let us die.
Sorry, boys. Seeing as the snake didn't bite you, I can't suck the venom out of your wherever it bit you.
Look, I'll bite something and let you suck it.
Wait, you're going to bite? You're going to bite your own thing?
Maybe it's big enough.
I think he farted again.
I did not fart again.
Thought you did.
So,
I totally own my farts.
Here's the question, though. Dylan, you got to make this choice. You have two scorpion tails and one thimble full of snake venom. Who gets what?
Oh, what is this like? What is this like? Marry, fucker, dot, and kill?
There you go. Yeah.
I'll give you guys the scorpion tails. I'll take the venom.
Oh, wow.
Well, y'all are talking about replacing me all the time, so I may as well just give you an easy out.
Jesus.
Wow.
Just remember me in death.
Taking one for the team.
Yeah.
That's awfully nice of him.
And then Mike will be like, "No, but Dylan, we were just joking." That's when he starts salivating and slurring his speech. And then Jim's like, "No." And then I'm just like, I'm dead.
With little X's over your eyes.
Yeah, exactly.
And then we go, "Hey, where's Paul? We need Paul to do the next episode."
He's just like, "You guys are fucking idiots."
Wow.
He's like eating scorpion tails. Who does that?
I don't know.
Hey, boo-boo.
What would we rather eat next?
Would you rather have others watch a video of you on the toilet, or a video of you throwing a childish temper tantrum?
Me on the toilet.
Yeah, I go with the toilet, hands down.
Just because I think that would be funnier.
I'll agree with you guys. I think the toilet would be funnier.
Would you rather bang your funny bone 5 times in a row until it's not funny anymore, or listen to somebody scrape nails down a chalkboard for 20 minutes?
Yeah, nails down a chalkboard.
Wait.
Option 3 for Mike. Or listen to Dylan scrape his plate for 20 minutes.
Plate.
I'd go with the funny bone.
Fuck that, dude.
It's 5 times. That could be done in like a minute.
Dude, this shit hurts and it's not funny.
I know it hurts.
The nails on a chalkboard don't bother me.
But that's 20 minutes. That's a long
time.
Yeah,
it bothers me, so.
I would just do something else.
I'd rather do the funny bone.
Would you rather
eat one small bar of hotel soap or 6 sticks of butter?
Probably the soap.
I guess it depends on where that soap was at. If it was at IHOP or Travelodge of South Atkinsac, I might not make it that hard. So.
Yeah, is it fresh out of the package?
Wait, why'd you say IHOP?
The International House of Bedbugs.
Oh, that was hot. Wasn't that IHABABA?
IHABABA, yes.
Yes. I don't know. I don't know how well the hotel bar soap would go over with my tummy, but then 6 sticks of butter is like, ugh.
Oh, that's a lot of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a shitload of butter. You know what? I actually might go with the butter, because if I just, like, wind up puking that up, that would probably go over a bit better than the hotel soap.
Think about how smooth shit would come out for a while.
Wow.
That'd be like butter.
All right. Would you rather, as a 25-year-old, forget your entire childhood to the age of 15, or lose your memory of the last 5 years?
Ooh.
Wait, can you repeat the scenario?
All right. Would you rather, if you were 25, forget your entire childhood up until the age of 15, or, in your current age, lose your memory of the last 5 years?
Mm.
Yeah, that's tough.
I wish you could kind of reverse it and, like, at age 25 lose, like...
Excuse me.
Lose, like, your childhood years of, like, say, like, 12 to 18. I'd rather lose those than the younger ones. But I would say the childhood memories at age 25 than lose my last 5 years. That would kind of suck. Especially professionally. Could you imagine? Like, you just don't know anything from the last 5 years?
Yeah. I probably agree. I think they both suck, but I'd agree with Mike.
Well, given the fact that I'm only, like, 2 years older than 25, and also, I'd probably go with that one as well. So, okay. Would you rather be stuck beside someone with horrific body odor on a crowded subway car for 10 stops, or be stuck against someone who has an obvious erection on a long elevator ride?
Well, I was stuck next to you in both instances recently, so...
I don't think either would bother me, but I guess probably prefer the BO. I wouldn't want to be poked.
Yeah, I guess the BO would be probably the better choice.
I don't know. I mean, 10 stops on a subway is pretty long. Long elevator ride? I don't know. How long does an elevator ride last? Like a long one. Like maybe 2 or 3 minutes?
You gotta have, like, awkward conversation with the guy that has an erection that's standing next to you?
You just gotta assume there's, like, a bunch of other people on there, so...
Is the erection, like, directed towards you?
Like, are you the one that's, like...
causing it?
Causing the erection? It doesn't say. I mean,
indeed.
You would eventually stop smelling the body odor, because the human nose is, like, pretty weak. Could also just, like, move to another part of the train. I don't know. You know what? I think I honestly might go with the elevator. All right. We're going to go with the kind of violent one now.
You want to close it out with this one, then?
Yeah, we'll close it out. Would you rather have a fly fisher catch you solidly in the eyeball with his or her hook? Or would you have someone jam an ice pick up your nose?
Oh.
Wait, say that same again?
Would you rather have a fly fisher, like, hook you in the eyeball, or have someone jam an ice pick up your nose?
Well, the ice pick could definitely kill you, so I guess the fly fisherman thing.
Yeah, but you really want to have something, like, hanging in your eye?
Forever?
Well, not forever. I don't think you die in either instance. You just have something shoved up your nose.
Yeah, but that can go right up into your brain and be like, bark, kill you. Dead.
I don't really want to... either one of these things to happen to me.
I'd go, I mean, it doesn't indicate death with the thing going up your nose, so I would go with that.
Yeah, that's definitely the lesser of two evils, so if you're not going to die...
Only because, I mean, the effect that the hook could have on your eye, it could affect your vision ultimately, so I'll go with the nose.
I'm going to go with the nose, too.
I'll pick that nose if there's no death involved.
Plus, if it kills your sense of smell, you could stand on a subway car for 10 stops next to somebody with really bad body odor and you'll never notice.
Wow.
All right. Just as long as you don't smell their erection. You never know what they got going on down there, right?
Mm-mm.
Ugh. All right, so we're going to move on to one of Jim's favorite segments. Jim, it's true.
Oh, it's damn true.
Hey, did you know that some fruit flies are genetically resistant to getting drunk?
What?
But it's
I love how flirty he is.
It's only if they have an inactive gene that scientists have named happy hour.
I think
if that gene is inactive, then they won't get drunk.
That'd be cool to have that gene. Especially Dylan.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, you guys probably would like me a lot more if I wasn't able to get drunk.
I don't know, man. It would be kind of weird. It'd be kind of weird. We'd never have Dylan being Dylan.
Well, you know what that reminds me of? You guys have seen Captain America, right? The first one?
Who? What?
Yeah.
Who's Captain America?
Captain America.
I don't remember my last 5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, all right, Jim, this question is not directed at you.
Okay.
Do you remember after in the first one, after Bucky falls off the cliff and he's all sad and they're like, he's like, how are you doing? He's like, I can't get drunk.
It would be like that.
It would be like that.
Or like Andre the Giant when he would drink like 500 beers and still wouldn't.
he's like, I'm fine.
I want a donair.
Okay.
Oh, did you see that too?
I just seen it.
Oh, it looks so good.
I still haven't ever had one of those.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my God. They're so good. So good.
That Donair pizza me and you had, Dylan, was fucking really good.
I know. We need to go back just for that.
No shit.
All right. So, pardon my pronunciations here on this next one. But did you know that experiments show that male rhesus macaque monkeys will pay to look at
macaque. Yeah, rhesus macaque.
Macaque.
Yeah, just like
macaque.
Macaque.
Monkeys will pay to look at pictures of female rhesus macaque bottoms. They'll like pay, they'll pay money to look, or pay whatever to look at the bottoms of female versions of themselves.
How would they get money to pay for it?
Well, no, they'll pay in like whatever currency they have. It could be, I don't know, bananas or whatever they eat, or they'll try and pay to look at those pictures, so to speak.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right, Dylan. So, reason not to grow that hipster beard. In 1560,
well, you're like, reasons not to grow that hipster beard, and I was like, I'm like, well, it's getting pretty beardy over here in Dylan land.
Well, you might want to reconsider. In 1567, the man said to have the longest beard in the world died after he tripped over his own beard running away from a fire.
My beard's not that long.
Well, you never know what, you know, what the length is. Okay, so Dylan, I know you like to dance, right?
Not really.
Oh, but you do. I've heard of you frequenting the disco on the cruise ships.
Yes,
dancing the night away, if you will.
Dance the night away.
So you would have been right at home in 1518. When there was a dance fever that was a month-long plague of inexplicable dancing in Strasbourg, in which hundreds of people danced for about a month for no apparent reason.
Hmm.
Several of them danced themselves to death.
That was weird.
No, I've never done that.
This next one I don't quite understand, so I'll read it, but if you guys don't get it, I might just edit it out.
Okay.
Vladimir Nabokov.
Nabokov?
Nabokov.
I think it's pronounced Nabokov.
I don't know. There was a goalie that played for the Sharks that was Nabokov. I don't know. It was spelled the same. So Nabokov, Nabokov.
Yeah, Dylan.
Tomato, potato, potato, right? He apparently nearly invented the smiley.
Interesting.
I don't know what the hell that means. I'm not going to click on the link to find out.
I'm guessing the smiley face.
So.
Or it could be the Norman smiley with doing the big wiggle.
Oh, the big wiggle. Yeah.
Do you know about the big wiggle, Dylan?
No, I just thought that was kind of funny.
Hey, Dylan. Ask Sarah if she knows what the big wiggle is.
He almost fucked it up again.
I was going to say, maybe you should watch video of the big wiggle and then practice what you
saw.
You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
I think that's a recommendation that maybe you should take on under advisement.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah might really appreciate the big wiggle. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll ask her about the big wiggle.
Watch it first.
Yeah, watch it. So if she does know what you're talking about, you can maybe do it for her or something.
Yeah. All right, one more for you guys. Because, you know, there's only so many facts that you guys can take, right?
Yeah.
In 1993, San Francisco held a referendum over whether a police officer called Bob Geary was allowed to patrol while carrying a ventriloquist dummy called Brendan O'Smarty.
Wait, run that by me again?
Okay, in 1993, San Francisco, there was a referendum held whether a police officer, his name was Bob Geary, whether he was allowed to patrol while carrying a ventriloquist dummy called Brendan O'Smarty.
Why did he have a ventriloquist dummy?
I do not know the answer to that.
That's just fucking bizarre.
But apparently the referendum passed and he was allowed to carry the ventriloquist dummy.
Why would he be allowed to?
That is just really strange.
If it's not, that makes no sense. Like, why? I don't know.
Okay, so here the article is from the New York Times. Apparently, it was just to help ease tensions in situations. It made lost children giggle, quieted domestic disputes, encouraged homeless people to move from doorways. It was something that kind of like eased tensions. But apparently after a new chief took charge, he was asked to curb the usage. So he decided to, someone's typing pretty hard.
Sorry.
He apparently got put into like a vote about whether or not he'd be allowed to carry it regularly. And apparently it passed.
Hmm.
So kind of interesting.
That's really fucked up.
Yeah. It's kind of weird.
I would be very disturbed if a cop came up to me and he had a ventriloquist dummy.
So it apparently it was, and I think you would appreciate this, it apparently was an Irish ventriloquist dummy. So I'm wondering if they had like the police Irish funeral for the ventriloquist dummy when maybe he was done.
That's possibly weird. Really weird. Weird.
Yeah. But you know what? That closes us out for It's True.
Oh, it's damn true.
We'll see what we come up with next time to talk about. All right, so why don't we kick into that next segment, Jim?
Is it the one that's, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, Jim's BBQ Pod proudly brings to you... Sarge of the Week.
Oh.
Mixed it
damn,
up a
son.
Bit. Yeah.
He stood up a little bit.
He probably
farted while he was doing that, to be honest.
I did. Sorry.
That's all right.
We'll edit
it in post-production. We'll actually make it sound louder.
Well, a couple of workers dressing up like a couple of ghouls.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's lots of crazy stuff going on in this world, you know?
Oh, lots of terrible stuff happening, too.
Oh, most certainly.
So, my Sarge of the Week goes to the guy who decided to run down a bike path in New York City the other day. Just yesterday.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. I think your takes it.
In my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. I mean, it's crazy, crazy stuff. And, you know, what, 8 people died from it? And you just hate to see stuff like that over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it just, it's a, unfortunately, it is a terror attack, and it's the first one since 9/11. So, you know what? Fuck that guy. He can go fuck himself. Asshole.
It's really been the first one since 9/11?
It is the, in New York City. It's the one, first one since 9/11.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have anything necessarily that happened this week, you know, personally, that I would
my bad.
I'm gonna give Jim an honorable mention as a Sarge.
I feel like this is becoming a weekly thing.
What
did
I do now?
Just for almost falling asleep.
What did I do now?
For almost what?
Almost falling asleep.
Oh, I know.
You're so tired.
Oh, no, Dylan.
Nah, it's okay, Jim. I'm just busting your chops.
Speaking of Dylan, he needs to update his Facebook profile to be put in a relationship, and he doesn't work at Super Sellers anymore.
I updated that. Not the profile picture, but...
No, it says manager at Super Sellers.
It says content manager at Jerick Media.
Yeah, but it still says manager. It doesn't say former.
Because I'm still employed.
That's what I think about that.
I think you're full of shit. No, I don't do the relationship thing.
I was seriously just busting your stones about that. It just happened to come up. I was going to give Sarge of the Week. I had to look up your Facebook profile, though, to do it, Dylan.
Isn't that just like a
Sarge?
Yeah, whoever's
just
in there.
Asking for, like, attention, you know what I mean?
What, farting?
The whole, like, editing all that stuff and...
Oh, I don't get it. I mean, it's like...
Well, like, the business thing, like or my career, like, I update that for...
Well, that's
like,
different, like, but... Yeah, the other stuff, I mean, if you know people anyway, they're going to know stuff, so what does it really matter? But, yeah, I agree with you, Mike. But my Sarge of the Week is in this picture with Dylan. We should probably post it on Jim's BBQ Facebook page. Whoever the female is in your picture...
My coworker, Oceana? Why is she a Sarge?
Because she has a fanny pack, and I like fanny packs. And I don't think they should ever run out in style.
You like them?
Dude, they're so convenient.
But why is she a Sarge?
Because she's wearing it and pulling it off, and I'm jealous.
So how does that make her Sargy?
Because she's a Sarge for wearing it and pulling it off.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I can't. I'm just saying.
That sounds like a you problem.
No, I made it a her problem.
That is the most petty response I've ever heard.
Let's go to the root of this, though. Why can't you pull off the fanny pack, Jim?
I don't know. I honestly, I can't even find one. But I don't know if you, this is way... Dylan probably never had a fanny pack, but...
I did have a fanny pack.
Did you ever have one, Mike?
No, but... And I'll get into that, but...
You would have probably had to have two put together.
Possibly, but I was going to venture to say that's probably why you couldn't pull off a fanny pack now.
Oh, I didn't even think of that, but that's another good reason.
I mean, I figured that's what you were going with when you said you couldn't pull off a fanny pack, is that, well, I mean, you have ample belly, so it might not exactly work too well for you.
I wish we were like kangaroos.
And I didn't say it this time.
I know, but I wish we were like kangaroos. You could have like little pouches in your belly. That'd be awesome. But
is that where you would have put Victoria?
No, well, I just don't carry shit. But
that's why you should always wear a hoodie, right?
No, to put stuff in your hood.
No, to put stuff in your pouch of your hoodie.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Sticks you put it in the hood.
But I just
what,
I don't.
Why the hell did that lead to that?
What? The marsupials?
Like, I say that's why you should wear a hoodie, and you infer that it meant to put stuff in the hood of the hoodie.
Like, have you ever put anything in the hood of your hoodie before?
Me? No.
No, no, Jim.
Yeah.
Of course he has.
Why wouldn't you? It's a big spice to carry.
Why would you do that? You might have to use that. You might have to use it.
Actually, I very rarely ever pull up the hood on a hoodie, but...
This segment of this podcast has Spellovision activated. It smells like bullshit.
Okay, well, I was going to just tell you guys a story, and this is from when I was little, but I put stuff in it. Like, what?
I said, please, enlighten me.
I've put stuff in it many times since this, but...
I'm dying to know what.
There was this shoe store. Well, it really doesn't matter what the shoe store is. Anyway, my mother took me and my sister shopping one day. We went to the shoe store. And
did you say me and my woman initially?
No.
He's laughing, so you know, Mike, you know that he knows that this story is fucking bullshit.
Wait, so did you twabble to the shoe store?
Whatever. Would you say angry. Earlier, tomato, tomato?
It's twabble. Travel, twabble.
Anyway. Fucking, I got new Sarges of the Week. Anywho.
Oh, okay.
I went to go say my mother took, or me and my sister, I don't know what I was saying, but I got it all mixed up. But anyway, my mother took me and my sister shopping when we were little, and it was in the winter because we had our winter jackets on, they had hoods on them. And we were young, me and my sister were 4 years apart, so I was probably like 4 or 5, and I still remember this. Well, anyway, my sister was getting shoes, and she kept trying on her shoes, you know, to make sure they fit and stuff like that. And for whatever reason, I just started shoving shit in my sister's hood of her jacket. Like, she still had it on and everything. So we leave, we get the car, get home, and, like, get out of the car. And my sister's like, what is this stuff or whatever? And, like, we get out of the car. Out my mom like books, and she's like, what the hell? Like, I put like different pairs of socks and stuff like those in a shoe store, and she's like, why did you do that? And I was like, I don't know.
Oh, so you just committed like petty theft?
Yeah.
Well, and his sister was an accomplice.
I just was shoving shit in the hood.
Yeah, but that doesn't justify any reason to put things in a hood. That just is like Jim was a stupid kid and like put
it's
things
a carrier,
in there.
It's a spot to carry shit.
No, it's not. Okay. You put it over your head when you're cold.
But okay, hold on a second though. He tells a story where he did this as almost like a joke, and he's trying to use that as justification of actually like he carries stuff around in the hood. Like he normally would. No, it's like he was a kid and he did it like as a joke. It's not something he does regularly, Dylan.
No, yeah, I don't do it like every time I put on a hoodie. But if I have something and I need to
pull. Dude, the next time I need a place for my car keys. Oh, I got a hood on. And dump some back there. Just walking around the shopping mall with his car keys jingling in the hood.
Dude, what? The next time we hang out, I'm just going to start putting random shit in Jim's hood.
So that's not normal to put, like, your car keys back there?
No.
Hmm.
You put it in the pouch of the hoodie or in a pocket.
Oh, the pouch is so exposed. It could fall right out.
They don't.
He does have a point, though. Like, I don't see a lot of stuff falling out of the hood of your jacket unless it, like, you know, unless you take it off and it, like, falls out.
Amen.
It's still dumb.
It's not. I don't. Every time I put on a. It's not like I'm like, oh, I'm going to have to carry some shit today. Let me grab a hoodie.
Man, he's getting a little indignant about it.
But, I mean, like, say if I'm like, I don't know. I need to carry shit in from the car. My hands are full and I can fit some shit in my hood. I throw it in there.
Why don't you just take it to another trip?
Why make two when you can make one?
Oh my god, you're the fucking laziest person.
Well, I'm smart.
I'm smart. So I'm gonna put my fucking keys and social security code and my wallet, my driver's license, and my fucking hood.
Yeah. I have had my wallet in my hood before.
That sounds dumb.
But for the exact reason I just told you, I have like my hands were full, my pockets were full, and I was like, fuck it, I'll throw it in my hood.
Why don't you just be like, hey, Kathy, take this. Or, hey, Dylan, can you carry this?
All right, I'm in the car by myself. I've got to carry in all this beer that I just got for you. I don't have anywhere else to put it.
Oh, you know what? Don't fucking throw that shit at me.
A second. I think I just solved the mystery.
What mystery?
The marsupials are fast. Remember when he lost his wallet? Remember when he lost his wallet?
Oh, I fucking hate you.
He had
right
his
now.
Wallet in his hood. In Canada, and dropped it somewhere, going back to Dave's apartment.
I still think Dave makes love to that wallet.
It's been a while since we talked about that wallet.
Yeah, I fucking hate Mike right now. Dude, I lost a lot of fucking money, man.
Yeah, I know you did.
It was like $600, wasn't it? That's...
No, it was like $300.
Okay.
So to go back to your original question, though, Jim...
Mm-hmm.
Did I ever own a fanny pack? I think I owned one once, but I thought that they were stupid. So I don't think I used it, and I don't think I'd ever own one again.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah. I Jim, no. No fanny packs.
All I'm saying, dude, is they were very useful, versatile.
For what?
To put shit
for
in.
For professional wrestlers?
You know what? Professional wrestlers did like to use those. Dude, you
they
put
did.
Shit in it.
For guys who wore Zubaz. That's what they were That's what they
yeah,
were
the Zubaz
for.
Pants.
You know that the website still exists, and you can buy pants from them?
Of course you can.
Oh, the fucking Zubaz pants.
You know, that would be pretty sweet, would be to outfit, like, an entire team, like, in the hockey jerseys, and then get Zubaz pants for everybody. Like, the
oh,
same
my way. God. Dude, we should do... Yes, let's do it.
Oh, dude, how about Paul's team?
I was just going to say yeah. For the four colors.
Yes, let's do it for the four color demons. Let's all get Zubaz pants.
I like that idea. You should present that to Paul.
Oh, no, yeah, he'll probably just... idea.
He'll probably dismiss you. Who?
Like, yeah, immediately. Therefore, I think Jim should do it.
Let me see if the site's do up. Stop.
Paul, I have an idea for your team.
Why yeah. Is that my voice?
Huh?
Or is that Jim?
I was yeah. Doing
Zubaz.com.
Dave Mater. Paul, I have an idea for your team. You guys should wear those Zubaz pants.
I'm so down. We should totally do Zubaz pants.
They're very happening here in Burlington.
How do you spell that? Z U B A Z.
Yep, Zubaz. I'm out there right now looking at them.
Oh my God, they're insane.
I think that would be the only way you'd get me in a fanny pack is if we all showed up in Zubaz with the jerseys and then fanny packs.
Look at those jeans.
Wait, pretty... Zubaz jeans?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, we should try to do this. It'd be fucking hilarious.
Jim, did you have any sergeants this week?
You too.
What? You too? What did Bono do now?
Wait, what's wrong with you two? What did Bono do?
Nothing. I meant Mike and Dylan.
What, did you forget his name?
Yeah.
I died, remember?
Oh, that's right.
Foot masks? They make masks? Oh my God, the masks are awesome! Road Warrior Animal and Hawk masks, dude.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, I'm going to buy one of these and wear it for the fucking four color demons.
Just to piss them off.
Oh my God.
I think you're going to get, like, everybody on the Zubaz train.
I think he might be onto it, too.
Dude, Zubaz are awesome, dude. I don't care what anybody says.
Did you see what their slogan is?
No. Oh, the ties are cool, too.
Embrace the awesome.
I mean, it's a legit tagline, dude. How did they fucking get an NFL contract?
They probably had it since, like, they came out.
Since, like, 1942.
Get me a pair of joggers.
What color will we need, though? Probably the red zebra print.
Oh, you can get shorts.
Yeah, I saw that.
Should I get shorts? They're not that expensive.
Well, did you figure they probably just throw a pair of white pants on the ground, sweatpants on the ground, and let kids just throw shit colors at them?
How big do they come? Ooh, I want the maroon and gold ones.
Double like Washington X.
Washington color. Oh, those would probably fit, wouldn't they?
Double X waist and inches goes up to 48 inches.
Oh, yeah, it'd be great. It'd be perfect.
Perfect!
All right, well, hey, Jim's BBQ Podcast, sponsored by Zubaz.
Apparently.
Actually, though, if you, if, hey, you know what? It's it, Christmas time is coming, right? Yeah. We're into November. And if you're wanting a nice shirt to wear around the holidays, you know who you can go see?
GrinderJerseys.com?
Well, you could go to Grinder Jersey to get a nice jersey. But if you want a shirt that you could wear, like at a holiday party, something fun, something festive, you can go visit our friend on Facebook, Dottie Kin's Ugly Shirts.
Oh, in fact, I just got 4 shirts in from her the other day, and loving them.
The other option is, though, is if you if you're more into like Kevin Smith type stuff, you can go to JaneSilentBob.com and buy a Kev's New Jersey and help support our buddy Jim.
Yeah.
His jersey swell. Endeavors. That would be a great Christmas gift for somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but you know what? More importantly, we want you all to support us, and you can follow us out on Facebook at facebook.com/JimsBBQPod.
And you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at JimsBBQPod.
I didn't realize we were ending. I mean, that's cool.
Wow.
I know, Mike just kind of threw down the gauntlet like, hey, we're done. So
we're just kind of, I mean, we're kind of meandering. I mean, we ended with the Sarges.
I'm just fucking with you. But, yeah, if you would like to go out and email us.
I don't think he is.
Huh?
That's cool, dude.
I don't think he is. I think he's actually really upset.
I'm not.
Yes.
But you should be.
We can keep going. What else do you want to talk about?
I'm kind of tired.
Sex, baby. anyway, so, yeah, if you'd like to send us an email and tell us what a Sarge Dillon is, you can email us at jimsbbqpod@gmail.com.
Yo!
Or go to www.jimsbbqpod.com and get the episodes fresh from the grill. And speaking of, I'm going to post episode 71 right now.
70?
Yeah, 70. That's what I meant. Good thing
you're like knows you're an we're episode doing. Ahead or an episode behind all night, aren't
I
you?
Know.
70 will be a great episode. But, you know, they'll already know that because they'll have already hopefully listened to it by the time they hear this one.
This is true.
Don't forget, you can also review.
Okay.
Oh, I'm scared. But don't forget, you can also rate, review, and subscribe. Oh no.
What the fuck just happened?
I just was making noise to interrupt Apple.
Yeah, it just sounds like you... Did you just say interrupt Apple? It sounded like you were farting through your nose.
No. Apple sucks.
Don't forget you can also rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Much to Jim's.
Chagrin?
Chagrin?
Boulevard? 71, or 70, sorry. 70 is up.
Okay.
Dillon.
Great.
Do your job, man.
He's tired. Make a post tomorrow.
What's my job?
Your social media coordinator.
Okay.
You should put that on your resume.
You should.
It's not very impressive.
Wow.
Oh, wait a minute. You guys have told me I do such a shit job.
Sarge of the week.
Oh no.
Jim, my Sarge is Dillon.
Yep. He was one of mine, too.
What is this, retroactive?
I started the segment again.
Well, he just ends the show. He can start segments whenever he wants.
Surge of the week. My surge is Mike. For starting and stopping segments.
For whatever he wants. Stops.
Huh?
Apple socks.
Jim, would you get a fanny pack?
I would love to.
I know what Jim's Christmas gift this year is going to be.
I already got Mike's.
Jim's Christmas. I'm gonna go find a fanny pack.
I think you're gonna really like yours, Mike.
I have to search far and wide for something that'll fit around that belly. Ooh, I wonder if I could buy one from like a professional wrestler, one of them really big guys. You know what I mean?
One of them big guys.
Yeah, one of them biguns.
Biguns?
Well, we can't close the show without Jim.
Oh, we're going to wait for him. He was...
Are we allowed to close the show?
He's going to be right back.
Or do we need to seek permission from him?
I can't find my wallet.
Oh, is it in your hood?
Good question.
Is it in your butt?
Nope. Let me check my hood. Be right back.
It's in his hood.
Did you hear him?
Thank you. Sounds like or something. He's searching for his fanny pack, isn't he?
His fanny pack?
He's actually got to check all of his hoodies to see where he left his wallet.
Man, this is the longest sign-off ever.
Fuck, sorry. I can't find my wallet.
He lost his wallet again.
Are we allowed to sign off?
Yeah.
Do you need your permission?
No, I was just trying to finish up something real quick. I was ordering something. And...
Are you ordering Zubaz?
Maybe. Not anymore.
You should maybe wait until the day after Thanksgiving. They might have a Black Friday sale.
Yeah, maybe.
I almost bought a pair of Zubaz pants once.
Just once.
I was at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Good buddy. Odd
that they had them.
I got Zubaz pants. I got them in every single color.
That's my problem. I'd probably want them in every color.
Yeah, y'all should be on fucking Instagram more.
Oh.
Because fucking Rosaria Dawson just posted a picture of her naked.
Nice.
Not really a fan of her.
I'm a big fan of hers.
I like her in those shows, those Marvel shows.
She's the only good character in the Marvel shows.
I don't mind her being an actor. I just people like Google over her, and I just don't.
I think she's a babe.
Did you guys do a closer while I was gone?
No,
we were waiting for you.
Okay.
Waiting for your express written permission.
Okay. Is Surge of the Week closed out yet, or I mean?
Yeah, you settle in that asshole in New York.
Okay.
I thought I kind of closed it out when we did the social media, or do you mean the multiple surges that we changed or had additional surges?
Correct.
Yeah, apparently my friend is a sarge for some. No, that doesn't count. That is just asinine.
Hey, that makes sense to me.
Well, Jim's a sarge for that because it's just jealousy over someone being able to rock a
thank
fanny
you.
Pack.
Dylan's gonna go into work tomorrow and be like, "Hey, guess what?" She's gonna be like, "What?" He's gonna be like, "I was podding last night," and she'll be like, "Yeah." And he'll be like, "The guy I pod with," she'll be like, "Yeah." Be like, "He was all jealous because you have that fanny pack," and she'll be like, "Yeah, I rock that fanny pack."
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Whatever.
That sounds like no conversation I could ever imagine Dylan having.
I know, but Dylan's tired. Let's get going.
Where are we going? Are we twabbling somewhere?
Twabbling. Yep, we're going to twabble, and we're going to close it up.
Yeah, probably to bed.
All right. Do you have a closer, Dylan?
What about thanks for visiting Jim's Barbecue, where we always know how to flick the pork and beans?
Are you upset because you can't find your wallet?
No.
What are you upset about?
I mean, I like didn't say anything at all while you were mispronouncing all those names and all that stuff, and Dylan was correcting you, and I'm like, damn, Dylan's being a fucking dick, correcting you for all that shit. And then you guys made fun of me.
I guess we owe Jim an apology, Mike.
No, you don't. It was fucking funny.
See, you know, my problem with this is that if I was like, I'm upset, you guys would be like, ah, you're being a fucking bitch.
We would.
It's so two-faced.
No, I'm just getting tired, that's all.
Hey, Jim.
Mm-hmm?
I'm sorry.
No, you don't have to be. It was funny.
Don't fucking cave into him.
Wow. I said it in Canadian, so it means more. I'm sorry, Jim.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm sorry that you're so sensitive about these things.
Yeah, sorry.
Hey.
So notice, Dylan, I just put it back on him.
This is true.
Like that fanny pack.
Yeah, your fat ass ain't fitting in on a regular fanny pack.
And that might motivate, if you really find me a fanny pack for Christmas, that might motivate me to lose some weight.
No, you know what I'm going to do? I'll find you
an extra strap.
I really should lose the weight, though.
A strap on?
Yes. Get him a fanny pack strap on.
No, here's the theory.
Just get a bungee cord.
Or duct tape.
Here's the theory, Jim, is I can find you a fanny pack, and if it fits me, that means it would fit you.
This is true. Hey, you know who used to wear one around even like, well, that was in the 90s, early 2000s. Remember DDP always had one?
Yeah, you know who I thought you were going to say?
Who?
Daryl Clark.
Did he?
Well, is that where, like, Ming's going next?
Maybe.
Ming's a traveling Wilbury.
Well, that's the thing, is I'm pretty certain that Ming has already scoped out where he's going to eat in Tucson.
Oh, I'm sure he's got a plan.
He's probably got all of that stuff down to a science.
Yeah, I'm sure. But speaking
of planning... Do you remember how he said, like, he had those books that he would, like, write down, like the various cities he'd go to and the places he went?
That's
just
smart.
So in case he went back, he would remember the places he liked.
Yeah, I have no doubt.
That's smart, if you ask me.
Yeah, I agree.
It's crazy, though. Did he put it in a book, though? Or that he has those little books that he writes?
He's going to get published.
You think?
You watch. There's going to be... I bet you in about a year, year and a half, there's going to be a book. Places Ming Eats.
Ming's Eats.
There you go. That'd be a good title.
I'll be his ghostwriter.
Actually, it'd be better if it was a comic book format.
I would give it like a little bit of a double entendre and call it Ming Eats Out.
Ming Eats Out.
Nice.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
Later, boys.
Well, you already closed out, right?
Yeah, it sounded good, Dylan.
I didn't say it yet, did I?
How did we hear it already if you didn't say it?
Say it again, Dylan.
All right, I'll say it again. Thanks for visiting Jim's BBQ, where we always make sure to flick the pork and beans.
Right, meow.
Right, meow.
I like that version of it better.
Yeah, it was a lot more better.
It was a lot more confident. It had a certain je ne sais quoi to it.
Lavernus Lequestrius.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Dylan. I didn't mean to.
Mike, what
talk
the fuck? Mike,
about being
seriously,
tardy.
This is a professional podcast.
Why? Who's getting on?
Wait, who's getting paid?
We're getting paid in laughs, motherfucker.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to say ass, though.
Well, I was told that I was supposed to get some ass, like, last time we recorded.
Don't drink the bong water.
Dude, do you know how much I think about that?
What, drink a bong water?
Well, have you ever seen the movie Garden State?
Yeah.
There's the scene where his buddy drinks the bong water, and, like, for some reason, that scene has always stuck with me. Like, I always find it just so... Like, every time I smoke a bong, I just think of that scene where a guy's just like, huh, and he just drinks it.
It's fucking disturbing.
Well, you gotta be pretty thirsty.
Yeah,
Stay thirsty, my friend.
So anyway, I mean, like, before we get going, I mean, dude, I thought I got a major score today, and I'm like, look at my fucking... booty.
Your grape soda?
No, from the VME. Well, yeah, grape soda, but I was trying
He wanted
to
be... us to look at his butt.
No, I thought it was funny. Like, I was like, oh, I got some awesome stuff. You want to see it? That's grape soda, because it's good to me. But, no, I'm still talking about the...
the two? Yeah, man, that's amazing that they sold you two of them. You must be, like, on the in crowd or something with those guys now.
I think he just buys way too much fucking Spreckers.
But no,
or just enough Spreckers.
No, I just figured, I mean, like, you guys were like all about it, and I was like, oh, I got two. And your guy's like, yeah, cool.
I was excited. What was it? What, there was no excitement coming from me?
Yeah, I gotta admit, there was excitement from the Dylan camp. There was just wasn't a lot for Mike's. Maybe it's because he's got a story to tell us here pretty soon, but...
If I remember correctly, my comment was, motherfucker got us two.
Yeah.
I would qualify that as excitement. Say? Nothing.
Nothing.
No, I said two, eh?
Yeah. It was very dismissive, though.
And then one for Mike and one for me, and I said, nice.
Yeah.
And then I got distracted because then I went into BJ's and I had an
Did you hear that? He got distracted because he was getting a BJ.
Yeah, exactly. I had an encounter with a very sassy black woman.
Nice. No, I just wanted to give you guys shit, but I was pumped that I got two for you guys.
That was very cool.
I'm surprised they let you buy two because it sounded pretty
strange. Dude, he's a good customer.
Apparently.
Well, it was funny. The guy even said, because I was expecting you, and he goes, your buddy sent you in, didn't he? Or didn't they? And I went, oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, if he's gonna talk to you like that, then it should be no surprise.
Well, I grabbed two and brought them up, and he even said, he goes, only two? And I said, yeah. I said, these are, I didn't even ask anybody else. I said, my one buddy asked me, and I said, these are the two dudes I'm really good friends with, so I know how much they'll appreciate it. And he's like, right on.
Well, that means he...
Oh, so you just grabbed two. You just assumed, then.
Oh, yeah, I completely assumed.
Wow!
I didn't even ask.
Holy presumptuous, man.
I know, but I just...
That would have been a good... Oh, man, that would have been a good story for the pod.
I can retell it, but...
It is a little pod-worthy, I think.
Okay, well then we'll bring it up later.
But that seems rather presumptuous, doesn't it, Dylan?
Very presumptuous. I thought that was going to be something they would have behind the counter.
That place, they usually have it like up on the counter, like when they get those big releases, right, Jim?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And their Facebook page, it said one per.
Yeah, it did. But I mean,
so Jim just goes and grabs two, like he like rules the place.
Well, and they even had somebody there watching them, too. Like, they're supposed to hand them to you, I think, and I just took two.
That's so Jim.
Wow. That's unbelievable.
I mean, if I would have never been in there, and, like, you would have been like, hey, can you get me one? And Dylan's like, oh, my God, it'd be great if you get two, but we'll share one. I probably wouldn't have done it, but... Considering I'm in there like two, three times a week.
Right. That's just for soda.
Yeah, that too. But, yeah, it was hilarious too. I definitely have to bring, well, I know you'd want to go in there next time you're in town anyway, Mike, but definitely got to bring you in and introduce you and be like, this is my boy.
And they're like, oh, he's not a boy.
He's a man. They'll see Dylan. They'll be like, there he is.
Like, oh, is this your child?
In fact, even put it this way, dude, I normally ask Sean, like, priority, not your brother.
I figured that's who you were talking about.
Like, if you guys are really excited about something, I normally ask him. like, hey, do you want me to grab you something? Because they're pretty pumped about this one. And he'll, I don't know what website he goes or app he goes and looks up, beer or something.
Oh, he probably goes to, like, Beer Advocate or...
Untap, I don't know, something.
Yeah.
And he'll, like, look at the rating of it and stuff, and sometimes he'll be like, yeah, something. I didn't even ask him this time, and it wasn't to be a dick, it was just, I knew if I was going to get any, I just wanted to get two and not be a dick. You ever know? Well, yeah, it sounds like to you guys.
You went in there where they had a limit of one and grabbed two.
Yeah, but I seen who was there first, too, though.
Well, you know what they say? Everybody wants some!
But not everybody's getting some because Jim took...
I'll go take one back if you guys want. I mean,
No. You don't have to listen to him.
Yeah, and the other guy even went, these just came in today. And that's what Mark's like, yeah, he hooks his buddies up all the time. And I was like, Mark hooks me up.
He's like, yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
That's basically how it went.
You just gotta buy a fucking case of Sprackers first.
So you guys think that was really, like Dylan, since you worked at Super Sellers, I mean, if it was somebody you let do that kind of stuff, I mean, you think it's presumptuous of me to grab two?
Well, the way we used to do it was if we got something in that was, like, really hyped up, we wouldn't put it out on the floor. And I would always talk to people ahead of time. Like, I would always talk to my customers and say, like, hey, we're getting this. If you want it, let me know. You guys get first dibs. So let me get your names down if you want it. And then I would allocate the stuff. But if it was something that was, like, you know, whatever, I would just, you know, I would just put it out on the shelf or whatever.
Nice. And, like, I don't know if I told you this, Dylan, or if we were all talking, but I know I told Mike. I think they honestly really don't care because they know that, one, it's not for me. I mean, they, like, really know it's not. I'm not just being, like, oh, you know what I mean? And they
it's
know,
not like fitting off of it.
And right, and they know it's going to multiple people. If I would have walked in there and grabbed a six-pack, they would have probably been like, dude.
Right.
But, I mean, honestly, too, though, I bet you if I called there, like, I didn't even think of that. Like, if I would have called ahead of time and said, hey, you know, my buddy sent me a message. Can you guys, you know, hold me some of these or whatever? They would have probably held them too.
You need like a handle now. Like, if you would like call ahead, go, hey, this is Sprecker's Gym.
Nice.
Sprecker's Gym.
Yeah.
I'd probably just see if Mark was working because he's the only person's name I know.
Or go, hey, this is Cream Soda.
Yeah.
Cream Soda.